Well, I think it means there's now one leading film organisation in this country, which is going to be the BFI, and I think that's a good idea.
And for the BFI itself, this is a sort of step change in your responsibilities and the scope.
Yes, it'll make us, I mean, hopefully not too much bigger in terms of much more responsibility, but I mean, obviously this is all about saving on overhead, and we think we can do that and save quite a lot of money out of the lottery fund, so that this money will then go on to film production and other film activities as opposed to being spent on us.
And how much bigger, can you put a figure on how much bigger do you think the BFI might get? How large an organisation is it currently?
Well, of course, at the same time, we're having our own budget cut, like most public, you know, bodies in the arts. So we're soon to announce reducing our current overhead, anyway, the current number of people we employ. So quite how many will move across from the UK Film Council, that work is still to be done. We will have nothing like the overhead it's had while at the Film Council.
And how do you rate the health of the British film industry today, generally?
Well, I think the Minister today got it right when he said the film industry's done OK. It's done OK largely because of lottery funding and a big tax break for people wanting to come make films here. And that's been good, and I think that will continue to expand. But, I mean, our job now is to try to work with the industry and work with all the facets of film in this country and say, OK, what is the film strategy for the future?
And is there a danger in the handover period, sort of dropping the ball between yourselves and the Film Council?
I don't think so, but of course it's always a danger. We will be meeting with the officials of the Film Council in the next few days, trying to plot and plan a way forward, you know, lay out a plan, a detailed plan of what comes over, when, how. So I don't think so, no. I think certainly the funding of British film with the lottery money, I think you can see a sort of fairly seamless path.
And there was praise from the Minister today for BBC and Channel 4 in their efforts to fund film, and a little dig at Sky, or a pointer perhaps to Sky, is that they should maybe invest more in film. They've tried it before and it hasn't really come off. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I was running the BBC when we first put $10 million a year into film. I'm surprised Sky haven't done it. I'm surprised that, but of course they are just a straight commercial organisation. But I would have thought, it seems to me that the Minister is going to apply some political pressure. So I think we should watch this space, really.
Is it a reflection of how hard it is to get to hit pay dirt when it comes to film and getting the right script and the right production?
I think there's lots of productions around. Which work and which don't? Well, if we all knew that, I mean, it was the years I spent in the television industry. You know, if you could guarantee that was going to be a hit and that wasn't, well, who knows? I mean, it's a skill, it's a talent. I think there's a lot of potential productions. I think it's a limited amount of subsidy, a limited amount of money.
And just finally on your role, this makes you a real sort of cheerleader and figurehead for the film industry, but even more than you were already, I think.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I don't come from the film industry, you know, I came from the television industry. Compared to the television industry, the film industry in this country is still relatively small compared to television production. Hopefully we can do something about that.